This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Radio Review on the air for the week of April 15th to the 19th. We're all here together, talk hosts from around the country to discuss the big issues of the week, according to the list published in Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. The top 10 stories, top 10 people. We'll probably spend a good deal of time on number one. And in order to do that, we have our cast ready, at the ready to go. A cast includes Jennifer Horn from the DJV program and the Morning Answer in Los Angeles. Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. John Harper from WMEL in Melbourne, Florida. And as they used to say on the Kate Smith program before it was discovered she was a racist old lady. And now, ladies and gentlemen, your announcer, Doug Steffen. All right. So did any of you hear that story? The story of Kate Smith. John, do you remember? You're probably the only one old enough with me to remember Kate Smith and her singing the Moon Come. Remember what you, come on, you had to have watched that show when you were a kid.
No, I certainly do. I vaguely remember that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, she apparently is a racist, and they've been playing her song in the seventh inning of New York Yankees games. For how long, Jennifer, did we hear earlier on? There was 30,
for a year, a decade,
Since 9/11. But apparently she has some things in her past that somebody uncovered, so no more is she going to be heard singing the national anthem. Or not
uh-oh.
The national anthem, but God Bless America. Yes, it is an uh-oh. All right, so let's dispense with the formalities. I don't usually go through the list anyway in order. We just kind of pick things and work our way through them. But certainly the number one issue, the number one item, the number one story, the number one topic this week is the Mueller report. That's on the top of the list. Some describe it as the ugly detail. Jennifer, how do you describe it? Let's start with you.
I think it was the inevitable, right? This was the culmination of the over two big years of investigation into the Trump campaign. And, you know, as much as there's been a media frenzy and circus around it, I don't know how much of it is really new if you really think it through. This investigation went 701 days from the time that it was ordered by the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and until the report was disseminated to the media and put online at the Department of Justice. You can go up there and read it. It's
I want to pay $10.50 and download it from Amazon.
Yeah, I don't know who would do that. Especially when you can get it for free, but okay.
What books are Borders? Didn't Borders book you could get on your Kindle?
I think Borders is out of business now, aren't they?
Not Borders. Who is the other?
Barnes and Noble.
That's it. Yeah, Barnes and Noble.
They had the Nook. Yeah, that's right. So what we learned is that this report was done in two sections. The first was about conspiracy and collusion, and they talked a lot about Russian interference in our election, had a lot of information about how the Russians went about interfering in the election using social media platforms. They cleared any American of any wrongdoing or conspiring or colluding with Russia during 2016. That included the president. That was very good news for him. On to obstruction of justice, and I kind of keep going back to Alan Dershowitz, who I think is a very smart legal mind, and he said it is unfortunate that Robert Mueller didn't come to a conclusion either in the case to make a case of obstruction or to clear the president of obstruction, because what he did was offer a bunch of loose ends saying here are 10 instances, most of them we had heard about in reports by the media throughout this investigation, but here are 10 instances when the president could have obstructed justice. There really wasn't a crime here. We don't know if he did obstruct justice. We'll leave it up for Congress to decide. And now because you have Democrats leading the House, that means that Congress is going to do everything they can to try to use this report to work against the president, especially going into an election year. So they will question Robert Mueller. They will no doubt question more people that were brought into this report. They want to see a full version of the report. They don't want those redactions in there anymore. They'll talk to William Barr about that on May 1st and 2nd when he appears before Congress to explain how he redacted the report and his role in all of this. So it's now onto political fallout. And you hear the media, you hear Democrats, you hear Republicans, you hear the president, everybody's spinning to try to push this report in their favor. And I think really at the kind of the core of this, good news, we should all be celebrating, no conspiracy, no collusion. Obviously, we know this president probably has a short temper. He was accused of something. He was accused of treason, which is punishable by the death penalty. And he was mad. He was trying to get this investigation to stop. He thought it would take down his presidency. And he did some dumb things. He said some dumb things, but there was no action
like
taken to prove. Right. There was no action taken to prove that there was real obstruction. So I think legally the president is clear, but certainly this will continue in politics. What's the appetite of the American people for this? And does it go back and backfire on Democrats for doubling down and continuing investigations? That'll be one of the storylines. We're also going to learn how this investigation was started, which could be troublesome for the last administration and the Department of Justice, which at least looks to be, in my opinion, weaponized about political
input
to their political opponents.
I want the business of my country to continue. Get done. Get off your butts and stop this nonsense. Get to work and do the business of the country. This is not the business of the country. This is the business of gossip mongers, the business of political honchos. And I'm wondering, though, Victoria, from your point of view, your perch at the D.C. radio company, is it floating around some of the stuff that's been redacted? That's got to be in the gossip wind already. Isn't it some of the things that were redacted? Do you hear anything about that?
Well, I think some of the things that were redacted have to do with the counterintelligence investigation. Some of them have to do with not bringing people who were peripherally involved into the investigation, sources and methods, things like that. So that's obviously of interest to people. And, those things that are redacted are always interesting, aren't they? Because they're redacted.
Of course. Yeah, right.
So people want to know. Mueller did say that President Trump's written answers were inadequate. That's one of the reasons he wasn't able to come to a conclusion.
He's not a good writer.
He also kept saying that he didn't recall and that he didn't remember. But he did say that if we had confidence after a thorough investigation of the facts that the president clearly did not commit obstruction of justice, we would so state. Based on the facts and the applicable legal standards, however, we're unable to reach that judgment. The evidence we obtained about the president's actions and intent presents difficult issues that prevent us from conclusively determining that no criminal conduct occurred. And Mueller also went into it very clearly with the determining standard of the Justice Department, which is that you cannot indict a sitting president. So he wasn't going to indict the president while he's a sitting president. So that's a very important piece of this. I think another very important piece of this is that there were numerous instances in which Trump tried to influence the inquiry. And what's interesting that came out is how many times his aides refused to carry out orders. But I think what's interesting is something that is not being talked about yet, and I hope it will be, which is, Bloomberg's reporting on this, and I think others will. Facebook is mentioned 81 times. Twitter gets 71 mentions. Google only gets 6 mentions. And this is about the use of social media by the Russians in influencing the election, not attempting to influence the election, but in influencing the election. And I think the question now is, are social media companies in the U.S. prepared for the next election? And I think the answer is no. And what is going to be done to prepare both the United States, both our electoral systems and social media companies for the next election? And I don't hear that being talked about in any kind of serious way. And I think that is the business of the United States.
Yeah, I do, too. I agree with you on that one. All right, continue comments from Rick Jensen and John Harper coming up here on the Talk Radio Review. Right now, I want to advise you, those of you who listen with intent to this program or other programs that I'm involved in, you've heard me talk a lot about Calitrin, which in my mind is the healthiest choice for weight loss because I've used it and have been very successful. But not only that, around the country, people who are really interested in the right choice for the right reason. This is all about your health and well-being. Yes, it's important to have a good handle on your weight. And if you're too heavy, you want to lose it. But don't you want to keep it off as well? And that's what Calitrin does. The only program that is simple, easy to administer, inexpensive, and doesn't involve crash diets, doesn't involve operations, no drugs, no stimulants. It's the all-natural, healthy way, and that's why I talk about it, because that's my focus when it comes to advertising things that are important to our health. It's good for you to lose the weight. It's good for you to do it in a natural way. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, is proven to help you with weight loss and joint pain, things like that. This is natural, no side effects whatsoever. You take it for about 6 months, and that's the deal here. Main ingredient, collagen. It helps your body to reproduce and get back on the bandwagon because your body stopped producing collagen when you were in your late 20s. Now you stimulate it by the number one ingredient in Calitrin being collagen. Makes for better joint usage because there's the collagen supports your joints. Need to have them strong. And if you have arthritis, this will be good at disseminating that. Acid reflux, all of that. You got to take it consistently every night before you go to bed. And then it does its work while you are asleep. And so, as I said, the best way to do it is stay on the program for 6 months. And the deal this week, Easter week, at toploss.com, that's their website, toploss.com. Use the code DJV and get 6 months for the price of three. Yep, you buy three bottles, a 90-day supply, and you get the second three bottles, another 3 months free. I use the DJV code. That offer has been extended for another week after Easter. So take advantage of this special deal. The best way to lose weight is with Calitrin. Find it now at toploss.com. Get the best deal by checking the box for DJV.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
From airports to concerts, going through security is now a common occurrence. And now concertgoers and sports fans in Vancouver will be among the first to be screened using new radio frequency wave devices designed to detect potential weapons. Liberty Defense, a Georgia-based company behind the HexWave system, is planning to test the product at Vancouver's Rogers Arena. The HexWave consists of panels set up outside the arena and allows patrons to walk through the area without interruption, as the system detects metallic and non-metallic objects under clothing or in bags. Artificial intelligence then reviews the items and differentiates between things like a smartphone or a potential weapon. And if a potentially dangerous item is identified, security is then alerted. Look for HexWave to be rolled out at other arenas by the summer of 2020. Learn more at libertydefense.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
The This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's 23 after the hour. I don't know how to get my way. I'm moving right along. Victoria and I are having a little discussion about Game of Thrones, which is number 8 item. We'll get to that later on in this hour. Number 8 on the countdown. Number 1, the Mueller report. Let's get it. Get the juices out of everybody before we move into some of the other areas of concern. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. What did your audience think? How did you engage your audience once the report came out? What, how much time did you spend on it, and what was there any conclusion, any agreement, any of that stuff?
Some people have actually gone over some of it. It was in the afternoon, the day it was released, so we just had a little bit of information. Was it meeting people's expectations and their hopes and their dreams? You said earlier, Doug, wisely, that Congress needs to get over this, stop messing with it, get to the work of running the country. And I would say this is the business of the Democrats to win 2020. It's also the business of cable news to try to improve their ratings by prosecuting Trump, wherein the professional prosecutors would not do it. As and Jennifer laid this out very, very well at the very, very beginning about all of these accusations and the evidence, which the prosecutor said did not rise to the level of actual criminal activity, something they could prosecute. At CNN, I'm watching them, and they're saying, oh, yeah, they could prosecute this, and they went through the whole list of how to prosecute this. I just think this is easily predictable. We all predicted this stuff was going to happen, and I'm more interested in what's happening here in little old Delaware, because that has more to do with our lives than this does. Yeah. I don't think it's going to do anything except create narratives for the election. Does anybody disagree?
John, let's let you take it from your prospect. You're in South Florida, east side of Florida. What's the buzz there about this? Because Florida's more of a supportive state in general toward Trump. So what are the folks that you're around thinking and saying?
Well, the buzz around here, Doug, and everybody else is the fact that while everybody is saying this doesn't really prove anything, at the same time, it does indicate, I think, and from what we're hearing, there definitely is a Russian connection. Apparently, the Russians did tamper, from what we're finding out here in Florida, with some of the counties and their ballot boxes, or their electronic voting machines, I should say. And apparently that has now been proven, and that is going to be a big issue coming up here for the next general election as well. So when Trump says he believed Putin over our government officials and our intelligence, that's raising a big flag, and that's not settling too well with a lot of people. Also having the Attorney General, the U.S. Attorney General, act more as a defense attorney for Trump, that's kind of troublesome to a lot of people. But overall, I don't think this is changing the way in which anybody feels one way or the other. And we need to get over this. And if not, it's going to be haunting us for the next 2 years. However, with that being said, I go back to the Russians, and apparently there was direct connection with the Russians and the last presidential election, and some type of tampering with the electronic ballot boxes, and there's talk about how are we going to prevent this.
Well, that would be my question. I would think that people down there would be more interested in how they can keep the Russians from messing. It's the most direct example in our country, anyway, of them messing with it. I think that's what came out in part of this. And for me, it's a significant part. I don't think there's much else in this thing that is very significant. But how they meddled in an election in a couple of counties in Florida, I think that's big stuff, frankly.
Yeah, in Palm Beach County. Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. And well, I thought there was one other county, too, beside Palm Beach, that was affected by them. But the point is, how do they do it, and how do you stop them? I think that is something moving forward that is important, John. John Harper from WMEL, Rick Jensen, WDEL, Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen, 28 after the hour.
Did you know that endometriosis affects 1 in 10 women and girls in America? I'm Senator Nancy Todd from Colorado and board chair of Women in Government. Endometriosis is a chronic disease that causes severe pain during and between periods. Sadly, women can suffer up to 6 to 10 years before being diagnosed, and up to one half of women with endometriosis have difficulty getting pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you're suffering from pelvic pain that interferes with your life. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Knee pain from osteo or wear and tear arthritis is common. 2 out of 3 people will develop it by the time they're 85. Experts at Mayo Clinic found a new way to reduce that pain using a patient's own stem cells, and a clinical trial shows it may work.
We now have a safe and viable alternative for treating joint pain that could prove to work for several months or even years.
Dr. Shane Shapiro says stem cells are the building blocks of tissues in our bodies.
They can go on to form things like bone, ligament, cartilage, things that make up the joints in our body.
This procedure involves removing stem cells from a patient's blood and then re-injecting them into the knee. The study offers great hope for the future.
This is very important because it forms the basis for our future clinical trials as we try to regrow cartilage for knees that have osteoarthritis.
For more information, talk to your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than 200 people died in 8 individual bombings of churches and hotels in Sri Lanka. Many of the people killed were tourists. Some were American. The BBC's Regini Vaidyanathan.
The government believes most of the blasts were carried out by suicide bombers. The Prime Minister's admitted officials had some prior knowledge of the attacks, but that ministers weren't told. 3 police officers were killed as security forces raided a house in Colombo today. No group has admitted carrying out the attack. Several people have been arrested. the country's prime minister has described today's atrocities as cowardly. Police in Sri Lanka released a statement saying a total of 13 people have been arrested. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The Talk Radio Review now on the air. We spent the first half hour of the hour talking about the number one story this week, the Mueller report. And as you might imagine, the top three names on the people list from Talkers Magazine that you can find again, as I say, every week, published at talkers.com. William Barr is three. Robert Mueller is two. Donald Trump is one. From number 10 to number one, see how far we can get here. Some of the other stories, the NBA playoffs, Major League Baseball. I think the biggest story in sports is Gronk denting the trophy. Yeah. And Bridget Moynihan in her tell-all book about her relationship with Tom Brady. That seems to have the gossip mongers all worked up.
Oh? And,
You didn't know about that book?
I've been sick in bed, but in Europe. But are there details?
Yes, there are.
Explicit
details, yes.
Right. Really?
Yep.
So you can you tell anything on the air, or are they so explicit that you cannot?
You accused me about 10 minutes ago of being a spoiler, and you threatened me.
I did
threaten. If I told you anything about the Game of Thrones, which is number 8 this week.
Yes.
So why would I take it any differently when if I were going to expose something that other people might
oh,
not want to hear
about? You're such a tease. You're such a tease.
What's the headline on it, Doug? What is the headline?
Bridget Moynihan. Still hasn't got. She hasn't gotten over Brady. I think that's kind of what you read between the lines. That would be the way
I'd. Oh, poor thing. That's sad.
All right.
Well,
number
what about Tiger Woods?
Number
Woods?
Nine is Tiger.
Oh,
Tiger Woods is number one. Number nine.
Something.
Isn't that more a story of redemption than anything else?
Yeah. Redemption and the proof that you can come back
from
and
the dead.
This is a comeback from the dead, Lazarus. This was amazing. This was so thrilling. So thrilling.
Doesn't it also play into it? Americans, we love to see those who have risen to the top be brought down, and those who are underdogs rise again. This also brought a lot of stories from my listeners about times when people told them, you're a failure. You'll never be any good at what you want to do, which is what sportscasters were saying about Tiger for 10 years. He's done. He should quit. And I had great stories from listeners talking about times when people said, you'll never be successful, and they were. That was fun.
And I was watching this in England, and it was exactly the same thing. It was the comeback. It was you'll never be any good again. You're done. You're finished. And that was the narrative. It was that yes, you can be. Yes, you can come back from nothing. And it's the same thing. Root for the underdog. Always root for the underdog. And it was absolutely thrilling.
Victoria Jones here from the DC Radio Company. John Harper, WMEL in Florida. Rick Jensen from WDEL. John, this is something that I think plays as well, if not better, in Florida than it may anywhere else. Yes?
It certainly does. It has really, really hit a lot of listeners down here with many of the comments that Victoria just had. I think it proves that no matter what age you are, you can always make a comeback. It seems like Americans and people throughout the world love an underdog. They love a great comeback story, and this has all of the elements to make a terrific tell-all book, movie, whatever, of a great comeback, and that he certainly has done.
My takeaway is his girlfriend is pretty short. So let's keep
Yeah, she is.
Number eight, the aforementioned Game of Thrones season debut. We were, Victoria and I and a group of other people, we should bring Jensen and Harper with us the next time we go on with these trips, Victoria.
Yeah.
The mastery of the Game of Thrones and how they have completely, through their public relations machine, captivated the audience, whether it was an audience that was faithful, but 16 million people watched this in the first hour last Sunday, and through the course of the week, I've been told that as many as a billion people around the world have watched this damn thing.
Wow.
And all it is a bunch of dragons eating up people and zombies and all of that stuff.
There are no zombies. There aren't zombies.
Yes, there are. There are zombies.
They are white walkers. They're not zombies.
Oh, I see. Okay.
If you don't mind. That's something It was very complicated for me because I couldn't watch it on Sunday night. And so Monday I traveled from Ireland to England. And normally what I would do when I'm traveling, you know, you're stuck in the airport or you've just arrived at your destination, think, oh, I'll go online, see what the news is. You know, we're in the news business. And it was like, no, I can't. And I certainly can't go on to BuzzFeed because BuzzFeed News is very good. I can't go on CNN. I can't go into my email. I can't do anything. I had to have a news free.
Victoria,
day.
Get a life, will you? For God's sakes, get a life.
I can't. I have no life.
Good Lord. All right, speaking of somebody who has no life, that fat little crapper in North Korea, number seven, he's waving his little wand around again, threatening to test something. So do we just squeeze him a little bit more sanctions? What do we do, Rick? What's your thought on
that? You're talking about Little Un? The Little
Un. I'm talking about,
it's Saber. Little Un. It's saber rattling. Look, he has failed to develop any sort of peace plan with the United States. His people know about it, and so he has to rattle the saber and test a weapon that is short in range and long in message only for his people. I don't think that it's anything other than what he's always done.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else got anything worth... anything, or we all think the same on it on this level?
Well, I think it's a sort of a combo plan. I think what was quite funny about it was that was him saying that he'll deal with people. He's not going to deal with Pompeo anymore, and the
right,
language
yeah.
he used that yeah. was quite funny. It was really quite funny. And he his talks with Trump fell down. But what he wants to do is he wants to deal with Trump. He thinks he can get a deal with Trump because he thinks he can talk around Trump if he's dealing with him one-on-one. But also, he actually, and, you know, he is a complete authoritarian dictator, but he took a 65-hour train ride to the last summit, and that was reported on in North Korea, and he came back with zilch. And so for the first time, he didn't look good in his own country. And so this, you know, he lost face. And so he does have to start ramping things up a bit. So you're absolutely right. This is, he's got to start doing something. And apparently it was not a nuclear, not a nuclear test. But I think we are going to start to see some tickling of the United States to try and get a reaction.
I just wonder.
I think Victoria is right, and I'm just surprised that China did not have any more influence or any influence on him from what we can tell. So I'm kind of surprised about that. But Victoria, I think you're absolutely right when he has to do something to save face with his people, because he ended up empty-handed after that last summit.
Yeah, he looked the same when he came back as he did when he left. A short, fat little guy, chain-smoking, overweight little crapper who's got a bad haircut. That's, I think, what we take away from him and all his nonsense. Number six, the jobless claims. This, for me, I'll make quick work of this. For me, this is the number one issue of the election, the campaign. And if the numbers continue to be where they are or even get better between now and 2020, you're going to have a hard time beating Trump, because he'll hammer these home. He'll hammer the economy. The jobless claims, the number of people who are unemployed gone down to under 3%. Whatever the number is, it's always twice what the number is, because these are only people who are reporting or trying to claim money, but they're another equal number that are, been through the benefits and they're done. But still, it's a number that bodes well. The stock market was good this past week, continues to be high. So, all this other nonsense is just that. It becomes complete nonsense. All it does is, as I think Rick said or John said, gets this continuing negative focus by CNN, which is, you expect it from MSNBC, and you now do expect it from CNN. It's so trite, but yet they use it and sell their numbers to the advertisers, and that's really what it's all about. The bottom line is, how much money can we make following this course of action? 44 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Let me help you if you had a bad night's rest. If you didn't sleep well last night, you probably got lousy pillows, got a lousy mattress, lousy sheets, lousy mattress topper. All those things are lousy. So how about we fix all of them in one visit to MyPillow.com, where you can not only get the best mattress, the best mattress topper, the best pillows, but the best sheets. Those of you who love those the thickly stitched percale sheets, cotton sheets, now let's get to MyPillow.com, order your Giza sheets today, and receive 30% off the price using the DJV code, free shipping as well. That's right, free shipping and 30% off. These are brand new sheets. This is a brand new product. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV for the best deal on the sheets and everything else. Again, the code that's necessary is DJV at MyPillow.com.
If you'd like to experience the power of CBD and answer yes to any of these questions, Purity Products wants to send you our CBD Super Formula risk-free. Have you heard of CBD? Are you concerned about your joints, sleep, or stress? Would you like to try CBD from a source you can trust? If you answered yes, you qualify for the CBD Super Formula $9 trial with free shipping. Purity CBD Super Formula combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals into one little capsule to soothe your aching joints, promote good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel at any time. Call now to claim your $9 trial of the CBD Super Formula. Plus, get the Hemp Oil Anti-Aging Cream, a $50 value free. Call Purity Products now. 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A friend in Denver mentioned the tax she pays quarterly to the city in order to have an office there. We laughed about what the city calls an occupational privilege tax because it's difficult to see any privilege in it. She must pay extra for each employee in her office. Ironically, they now require the payments to be sent to an address in Dallas. Is that because even the city of Denver doesn't want to pay the tax on its own employees? So they ship the work off to a city that doesn't charge such fees? Either way, it's an abuse of taxing authority, and there is nothing funny about that. This is just another way for government to grab your money. It's wrong, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Because most of talk radio is political. Let's spend the last couple of minutes here with our panel, Victoria Jones, John Harper, Rick Jensen. Thanks to all of you, by the way, for being here. The number three item this week, because the five is the admission scandal. There's nothing new there. Notre Dame, that fire. There is something to be talked about there, but it's not a conspiracy. The fire started with too many people using off the same electrical box, and it overheated, and bingo, bango, that was the end of that. The presidential politics item number three, it seems to me that there's a certain amount of desperation that I feel and sense. I don't feel anything from the Republicans because I don't see them really supporting Trump one way. I mean, they're going to vote for him, but I don't feel a groundswell of, yeah, here's our president. He's been vindicated. All I hear is Adam Schiff and his baloney. I don't even hear much from Nancy Pelosi, frankly, because she knows that this is something that they're not going to be able to win on, so let's keep moving. But Schiff, my God, he's like a one-note samba, bang, 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 bang. What the hell does he think he's going to get out of it, and how is he representing his constituents? Thoughts, Victoria? We got a minute.
He feels he has something. He's the Intelligence Committee. He has access to information we don't have. So he feels he has something. We may never know what he has. That's the thing. He has intelligence. So what's the point? But the Democrats are so disunited that they may just give Trump a win anyway.
Rick Jensen, what are your listeners thinking?
I think that he's going for re-election. His district loves him, and that's what he's going for.
That's it. All right, John Harper. What are you, anybody talking about this down in Florida with any?
Go ahead. Bottom line is Pelosi for once is showing some intelligence and putting up a caution flag of not pursuing this further. So I think that's good advice on her part. Whether or not the Democrats take it remains to be seen.
Yeah, you pursue this at your own peril, it would seem to me, at this point. John Harper from WMEL, thank you. Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, thank you. Victoria Jones from DC Radio Company, get better fast, 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Five hot hits from the world of technology now, our focus here at 53 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with a spoiler. The number one story this week has to do with Game of Thrones. Okay? Nah.
You've been dying to give a spoiler for a show that you don't watch.
That's true. All right, so Victoria Keeley is going to go through from number five to number one. And we start with the Amazonians at number five.
Yep, Amazon is reportedly in talks to offer a free ad-supported tier of its music service. Now, we don't have specific details when this will launch, or if it will be like a radio type of thing, or if it'll be on demand, but the new free service will emphasize Amazon as a direct competitor to Spotify, which leads the market. Amazon plans to promote the new option through its Echo speakers, so you'll probably be hearing ads for that soon. And music is, even though we don't think of music and Amazon together, it's actually a pretty big part of their business. Last year, a rep said that Amazon Music has tens of millions of active subscribers. If you're a Prime member, then you get access to a select catalog of music that's free, and then you can also upgrade your subscription from $3.99 to $9.99, depending on the number of devices that you have. And despite Amazon's music growth, the category is still a loss leader for Amazon, but it can actually afford to subsidize the cost because it has so many other profitabilities in various areas that they kept getting into, taking over Barnes & Noble bookstores, and they have Amazon books now and all kinds of stuff. So, but the bottom line is, if you are a Prime member, you can start listening to some of the Amazon music free.
All right, number four is a focus on a certain type of binge watching.
Yeah, and according to a new study published in the Journal of Science Advances, watching too much coverage of domestic terrorism can cause people to develop symptoms of PTSD, that's post-traumatic stress disorder. The symptoms, in turn, can actually cause people to seek out even more upsetting coverage in the future. So it creates a cycle that's pretty hard to break. University of California at Irvine, psychologists spent 3 years collecting data from over 4,000 residents. This began with the Boston Marathon bombings in 2013. So many people followed that story relentlessly, whether it was on social media, and I remember following it myself on Twitter, on the police scanners, and that's really kind of what started it. Then the next incident that they studied was the 2016 Orlando nightclub shooting. And people who watched that that coverage, binge-watching that coverage, actually had more PTSD symptoms than people who were even at the incident. So it's just very basically the study says you have to really keep you've got to keep a lid on how much stuff you watch when it's bad news, because it can really have long-term effects.
Yep. All right, number three this week on our countdown to the number one story in terms of viability in the content department has sort of a focus on Hulu. This is I found this to be pretty compelling, Victoria, actually.
Well, Hulu might look very different a year from now, and that's because AT&T sold its 10% stake in Hulu back to Hulu for $1.43 billion. And so what that means is now that AT&T has been part of the Warner Media, which was Time Warner and AT&T, the big merger, AT&T is probably going to pull all the properties that they own, like TBS and TNT and other networks, and they're probably just going to have their own streaming service. Now, this is bad news for Hulu watchers, because Hulu is the only streaming platform that really allows you to watch a lot of different shows from various networks. And the bad news really that's coming down the road, and as far as I see it, is Hulu's going to end up being just a big Disney property. Right now, Disney owns 66% of it. So it's probably going to get lumped into
ABC
the new Disney
shows.
Plus. Mm. Yep. And so there's there won't be as much variety. So if you're watching old shows, finish watching them now, because they may not exist on Hulu for much longer.
All right, number two is a continuing focus on Disney.
Yep, Disney Plus announced their big streaming service this week for $7 a month, or $69 for the whole year. This will start November 12th. You're going to get all of the Star Wars movies. There are new series that are based on Star Wars. There are so many movies that are going to be part of this streaming service. Tons of kids stuff, 7,500 episodes of Disney TV shows, including all of Hannah Montana. And this is going to be, I think, a direct hit to Netflix. This is going to be a really, really big challenge, and Netflix is going to have to come up with a lot of original content to keep people there, as opposed to having them, you know, just migrate over to Disney Plus.
All right, and cheerfully, I give you the number one story about Game of Thrones.
Hoo-ah. Yeah, Game of Thrones was the big story this week. They returned to HBO for the season 8 premiere, which is also the final season. And the bad news for HBO is that 55 million pirated views of illegal streams, downloads, and torrents happened in the first 24 hours. 17.5 million viewers watched it on HBO, but then think about it. That's a lot of free pirating video happening. So HBO is going to have to crack down on that.
Enjoy the simple things in life, folks. It's 59 past the hour. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.